Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those concerned about life and religious liberty, the next 2 weeks will be crucial on both fronts. Today at 3 p.m., Senator Keith Regeer introduces Senate Bill 329, the Montana Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. If passed, this law would prohibit abortion after 19 weeks gestation. The logic goes something like this. At 8 weeks gestation, an unborn child reacts to touch. After 20 weeks, a child recoils from stimuli that would be recognized as painful to an adult. Furthermore, there's substantial medical evidence that a child's brain and nervous system are developed enough by 20 weeks to process and experience pain. For those reasons, the state has a compelling interest in protecting children from the pain associated with abortion. The bill faces an uphill battle, but it puts pro-abortion advocates in a tough position. They have to somehow argue that inflicting pain on a child is somehow okay if the mother agrees. This makes no sense, and it's one of the reasons that the current generation is more pro-life than its parents. Tomorrow, a similar bill will be heard in the House Judiciary Committee. Senate Bill 282 would ban abortions on viable fetuses after 23 weeks gestation. This is another bill that puts pro-abortion advocates on the hot seat. Premature babies born after 23 weeks routinely now survive, so advocates of abortion must argue that it's okay to abort a child after 23 weeks if the mother chooses to, when that same child stands an excellent chance of surviving if it's born by C-section. Once again, our children see the hypocrisy in our generation. And finally, on the life bills, the personhood amendment, which has yet to be introduced, will be heard either March 17th or March 20th. This bill would amend Montana's constitution to define personhood from the moment of conception. It needs two-thirds of the legislature to place it on the ballot for a vote of the people. If all 59 Republicans in the House voted yes and all 32 Republicans in the Senate voted yes, then it would still need 9 Democrats to put it over the top. It's a high bar, but not impossible. In 2015, it received yes votes from 51 out of 59 Republicans in the House and died in the Senate Judiciary Committee on a tie vote. On the religious freedom front, two bills are up, both in the same committee on the same day. On March 23rd, the House Judiciary Committee will consider House Bill 477 and Senate Joint Resolution 15. 477 has become the unwarranted biennial attack by seemingly vindictive legislators on a single church-run Christian youth treatment ranch. The ranch takes no state money, yet I once saw a bureaucrat pounding on a podium saying they must be allowed to regulate them. Hopefully, this bill will die a quick death, as it has for the past 8 years. And finally, SJ 15 is a joint House-Senate resolution urging the Supreme Court not to adopt a proposed rule limiting the ability of lawyers to speak out against things such as same-sex marriage. It passed the Senate on a straight party-line vote, and we hope it does in the House as well. For more information on these and other bills, please go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.